is Senator Al Simpson. It's time to close up the old loophole that gives a guy an end run around federal campaign spending limits. In a moment, Ted Kennedy and I will face off. Ted, soft money is a fairly nice, sweet term for a process that fully corrupts the political process. I'm talking about a fundraising loophole that actually makes a joke of federal limits on presidential campaign spending. This quirk in the law only pushes the state political systems to rely on big buck individual contributors from wealthy folks up to $100,000 a pop. The state parties then generously say that they use those funds only for their get-out-the-vote efforts. Sure, there's a real split within your Democratic Party on that one, Ted. Democrat leaders in the Senate want to clean up the current putrid system, but your pal Democrat National Committee Chair Brown wants to keep things just the way they are, thank you. Congress needs to act now to reform the system. I'm wondering just who you'll sidle up with, your liberal Senate chums or those Democrat political hacks from the back room?
Al, I'm for that reform, but it's still not all we need. The stench from the current campaign financing system is so overpowering that even you Republicans may finally have to agree to end the scandals and accept real reforms. I'm talking about issues like tough limits on campaign spending, Al. Your Republican fat cat friends will be out of business, and they ought to be. With limits on what candidates spend, you won't be able to buy any more elections. Some Republican leaders like Bob Michael in the House of Representatives have had the courage to call for spending limits, but old Al Simpson is mighty silent when it comes to that indispensable reform. I also didn't hear you mention the other major reform at issue, Al, a crackdown on so-called PAC contributions, the special interest money that's poisoning the well of politics. When it comes to real reform, Al, you're obviously still for it. Very still. This is Ted Kennedy. Senator Al Simpson and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.